WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The GOES satellites provide meteorologists with an unprecedented view of our planet using three main types of images: visible, infrared, and water vapor. Visible imagery, like the name suggests, is an image of the Earth in visible light. This would be the same as that of a person taking a picture with a camera. The satellite detects sunlight reflected from objects within the viewfinder. In the case of the satellite, the objects are the upper surfaces of clouds. Thick clouds do a much better job of reflecting light and therefore appear brighter in visible photos. With the satellites positioned over the equator, they view the northern hemisphere at a slight angle so you can get a sense of the vertical development of the clouds. Also, taller clouds will cast shadows onto lower ones, so visible imagery is an excellent tool for locating developing thunderstorms. The obvious problem with visible imagery is that it's only available during the day. To combat this problem, the infrared or IR sensor was developed. It senses radiant or heat energy given off by the clouds. Warmer clouds, those lower in the atmosphere, give off more energy than cold clouds, which are much higher in the atmosphere. The IR sensor measures the heat and produces several images based upon different wavelengths in the IR range of the electromagnetic spectrum. Often these images are color enhanced to help better distinguish the taller or coldest cloud tops, usually from thunderstorms. Water vapor imagery is unique in that it can detect water vapor, that is, water in a gaseous state, in addition to clouds. However, due to absorption of energy by the atmosphere, this view only sees the top third of the troposphere. While the low-level moisture is hidden from the satellite sensor, the upper-level moisture and dry areas are plainly observable. Moist areas show up as white and dry areas as black. With about 71% of the Earth covered by water, our view from space helps immensely in tracking storms or other weather features over the vast oceans where observational data is often lacking. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.